That is that, as we know, our urine contains everything, all the components of the body, so the young boy's urine was full of testosterone, which would keep a man young and vital and healthy, and the young girl's urine was full of estrogen, so this would help to keep the older women from aging and keep the collagen levels in their skin and so on.
There are inscriptions also in hieroglyphics on some of the Egyptian remainders, which basically say, be sure to drink your urine every day and don't tell the poor people about it.
Urine was used in ancient Rome as a washing detergent, and they used to collect urine in big stone vases on every corner of the road, and they would bring this urine to the city laundrettes. The Eskimos have used it, and some of them are still using it. Natives of South America have used it, and some of them still do. The aboriginals were very well acquainted with the use of urine. There is evidence of nomads in the Middle East using urine as a health thing, but also as a washing method. They wash their bodies with either human urine or camel urine.
Native Americans, they used it as a normal aspect for cuts and bruises, and also for the spiritual aspect. They used to send the people out for their journey, for their quest into the desert. You're not allowed to do any, to pick anything. You're not allowed to really live off the desert. You have to live in the desert. And of course, you used your urine for that.
It was used to a large extent as a beauty treatment for quite a while in 17th and 18th, 19th century France. And Europe as a whole.
In Japan, urine therapy is also growing very fast due to a famous professor. He started working together with a pharmaceutical laboratory, making a product to make morning urine a little bit more accessible. What they did was sort of make a powder which you can mix into morning urine, and it gives the urine a sort of sweet taste.
今、4、5年前の調査では、大体、200万人から300万人はやっておるというように考えたので、現在はもっと多いと思います。もう1000万人も2000万人にもなっていると思うんですが、世界中で一番多くやられているのはブラジルとかインドとか、あるいは中国とか、いわゆるその医療の、あまり普及してない国々では、もうこんなありがたいものはないから、
Doctors, before they had glucose testing, the way they would test for diabetes would be to taste the patient's urine. And if it was sweet, they had diabetes.
In the early days, penicillin was a very expensive medication. I mean, now penicillin has almost become out of fashion, but at one time that was a life-saving drug, and it was extremely expensive, available in a very limited manner. And people actually used to save the urine of the patients who were getting penicillin therapy to salvage the penicillin that came out in the urine and use it again for its medicinal properties.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of life-giving constituents are contained in urine, and they are being studied continuously. About 1,000 papers a year are written on urinary constituents.
Urine is approximately 95% water. Then about the other 5% are substances that are divided between urea and different types of protein substances and other types of chemicals that are the metabolic byproducts of the body.
There's all kinds of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and just an abundance of wonderful nutrients for the body.
Urine is full of interferon, is full of interleukin 2, and these substances to produce pharmaceutically to put back into the body are extremely, extremely expensive. And we have these things with us all the time, and they're free.
Every time you take a medication, for example, even like say simple aspirin or any other chemicals for whatever reason, some of them are processed by the cells and they're released in the urine. So in a day-to-day function, urine has many different components.
It's a misnomer to call urine a waste. The bottom line is that urine is made through the kidneys. As the blood flows through the body, it is filtered through the kidneys. It is done every minute of the day. The reason for that is that we eat and drink more than we need, essentially, in vitamins and minerals and liquids.
Urine, when it is first voided, is 100% sterile. Now, over time, bacteria will grow in it, but when it's first voided, it is sterile.
Urine is antibacterial, antiviral, antiprotozoal, which means against protozoal or against parasites. You can use basically urine for almost anything.
All it is like plasma. It's the same, it is plasma. I've injected it into my veins just as an experiment.
I had the opportunity once to actually compare the taste and appearance of serum from my own blood with my own urine. The serum is that liquid portion of the blood. It's not the red blood cells that gives it the color, but it's the portion that generally rises to the top of a test tube if you allow blood to sit for a while. And the taste of the serum and the taste of the urine are remarkably similar. And in fact, urine is the blood.
Is it much simpler to work with urine than the blood to study exactly what's happening in a person's body? For example, if you want to isolate a factor that is important for tumor growth, you have two options. You can look at blood or you can urine. Urine has much less proteins and other factors that exist in the blood. Therefore, if you want to isolate a particular factor, looking in the urine is much better.
Urine is a blood byproduct. Your kidneys are part of the circulatory system. Your kidneys are not part of the lymphatic system. You see, the main purpose of your kidneys is to control the volume of blood in the body.
The Dynamic Kidney, Part 1.
The kidney, under regulation from other organs, other tissues, other hormones, regulates that constancy of the internal environment, and a byproduct of doing so is the production of about 1.5 liters of urine per day.
Most people are born with two normal kidneys. In each kidney, there are approximately 1 million filters. These filters are called glomeruli. They filter out the blood, which passes on one side of the filter. The extra salt and water that we take in passes through the filter. Waste products passes through the filter, and all of this comes out in the final urine.
On a ballpark average, we make a huge amount of this filter, 170 liters. The kidney actually has to do a tremendous amount of work. It's filtering the water and electrolytes out of the blood. And of these 170 liters of stuff that it takes out on an average, all but 1 or 1.5 liters is reabsorbed in the system as it passes through the filter and the pipes and ultimately comes out into the terminal part of the kidney, and there's a tube called the ureter that comes to the bladder and out.
The kidneys, the remarkable homeostatic organ.